Week one of the high school football season is upon us. Our coaches' shows continue here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I am Brandon Tabman, joined now by Moore Hill Ravens head football coach Brandon Wilkes. After a 8-1 season in 2020, it was so good to see a league title for a second consecutive season. Obviously, very tough schedule to get to that point, but a very successful 2020 campaign despite COVID and everything in between. Obviously, plenty of expectations for 2021. And Coach Wilkes, we appreciate the time. Today it is brought to you by Amberwell Health. Let's get right into it. You know, what was last season like? And obviously kind of now you transition into this year. But boy, last season it must have been fun, you know, getting a piece of that league title.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Yeah, it was a fun season. It was a whirlwind. Our guys, every week we didn't know last year we were going to be able to play or what was going to happen, and see our guys week in and week out show up to play last year. It was a great season. You know, we lost quite a few seniors, but we got a lot of guys that have been waiting and watching some good players for a while now, so they're ready for their turn.
Well, let's start with kind of what we're seeing on offense for your squad this year. You mentioned the players that are lost, but it seems to be a healthy quarterback battle. You got senior Drew Cottle, junior Mark Harris. What's that competition been like? Has one of those two kind of taken the step forward to earn that job? And what's that position throughout the practice has been like?
Yeah, we got two really good quarterbacks. Both of them are very capable. Drew's the returning starter. He's the senior. He's gonna take the snaps to start, and he's looked really, really good. He's a great athlete, really, really smart, level-headed kid, and he probably understands our offense as much as any quarterback I've had. So he's definitely ready to go. And then, you know, Mark's ready to go too, and we're definitely going to play Mark because Mark is the future, and he's a really, really good quarterback, one of the better ones our program's had too. So Drew will start first, but expect to hear about Mark as well.
Drew put together pretty good numbers, 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns, also had over 300 yards rushing, 5 more scores on the ground as well. Obviously, it's tough to replace a guy like Andrew Schwinn, who signed with K-State after having nearly 1,900 yards and 28 touchdowns last season. You know, 3,000 yards in his career with 45 touchdowns. So obviously, very tough to replace the production like that. But when you look in the backfield, who are some of those guys stepping up to replace him?
Yeah, he has a lot of yards to replace, but we got some really good athletes coming back, especially in our junior class. We got Parrish Beagle, who was an all-conference safety, who's going to be unveiled on offense. You know, Mark will be a offensive threat even when he's not playing quarterback. Thomas Shea is a very capable running back moving into play. And then we got a couple of other really, really talented receivers. So we're hoping to open things up and try to keep up with our point production that we've had the last couple of years.
Well, it seems like the offensive line should be in pretty good shape. Junior Sam Joyce, Brady Pound, another one. How's that offensive line been gelling together and the production you've seen from them so far?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Sam's one of the strongest kids we've had. He's put on weight, and he's every bit 270, and got, most of it's muscle. And then we have, some really good guys around him too. So, if we can protect up front, we feel like we've got some pretty good athletes to get the ball to. So, we feel pretty good about the offense.
Take a look at the defensive side of the ball. Again, it's a lot of new faces there, just three returning starters. Of course, we had mentioned guys like, Sam Joyce and Brady Pounds, who will kind of lead the charge up front. You forced 28 turnovers a season ago, so that is a very strong number. But with a lot of new faces, who's kind of taken the step forward at which position? And, how's that transition been with replacing so many pieces?
Yeah, we feel really good about the secondary. Secondary is intact and has two all-conference players returning. Sam Joyce has moved to the middle linebacker spot, which he might be the biggest middle linebacker in the state at 270, but he's looking really good there. And, we've got some seniors who hadn't played in the past mix in, and, a couple of kids who I think are going to surprise some people. So, yeah, you're right, eight new starters. We feel good about the secondary, so I think we can bend but not break. And then some of these other guys, I'm really, really excited to see them make their debut on Friday night.
Well, you'll get the Bulldogs of McLouth on Friday night in week one. What's the scouting report on them? They did go 0-8 last year, but obviously when you flip the script, you can't look at numbers like that. So from the early preparation, what does McLouth bring to the table and what challenges can they present to you?
Yeah, it's the first game, and, the work that was done in the summer will come out. The talent that has been kind of hiding, will come out, and, they've been a formidable opponent in the past. We know we have to go to their place, try to go out and go 1-0. So we didn't play our jamboree last week due to some circumstances, so this is really our first time to compete. You know, it's all talk until we get out there. So we know any opponent that we face is going to be formidable, and you know, they're the first one on the schedule, so we're hoping we can go out and play our best game.
Finally, Coach, what are the few keys it's going to take to get that win on Friday?
I think one of the things that we that led us through our 8-1 season last year is we talked about it's all about the ball. We got to protect the ball. You mentioned that we took the ball away a lot, too. So taking care of the ball, a lot of new guys handling the ball, and then they got new guys, too, so I'm hoping we can force some turnovers. And then, you know, I think just really being balanced. I mean, we hope early on in the year that we, you know, we're not one-dimensional, that we can run the ball and also throw the ball and then also stop the run and stop the pass. So I think being two-dimensional and taking care of the ball is going to be important. I think whoever does that will win the game.
Moore Hill head football coach Brandon Wilkes trying to transition that great, incredible 8-1 season and keep that momentum rolling here in 2021. It starts with a road trip on a Friday night to McLouth. Again, our coaches show here brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, thank you so much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
No problem, Brandon.